Hello and welcome to Audio Mo number 18. And if your maths is reasonably good, then you will know that we are now 3/5 of the way through the Audio Mo challenge for June 2014. At the end of this boo, at least I will be at that point. Today, I'm just going to share with you a couple of great books that I've read. These are all in the fiction category, and they tend to be more along the line of thrillers, escapist literature, near future, speculative fiction, and have a bit of action. They're the sort of books that are either great escape or they have great plot twists that you don't really necessarily anticipate. The first one, though, is a book called Runner, and it's by a guy called Patrick Lee. This is the first book by him in a new series he's putting together that will be centred around the main character from this book, Runner. And it's in the Dean Koontz genre, a bit like The Watchers and those early books that blend a bit of science fiction, a bit of incredulity, sort of higher echelons of government and all that sort of stuff, some plot. So great book, just finished reading it, really enjoyed it, and it is on Audible. Another book that I read probably a year or so back, it's available in audio in the Vision Australia Library. That's a great narration of it. I don't know if it's been shared with other libraries. And it's called Shadow, just the word shadow. It's by a Swedish author called Karin Alvtren. So that's K-A-R-I-N, and her last name is A-L-V-T-E-R-E-N. And this is her fifth novel, and it's sort of a thriller. It's set over quite a time period. It jumps around in time. Lots of intrigue, like what's going on. Really great unfolding. Amazing layers of plot over plot. It's really like a classic novel as well as a good suspense, what's going on thriller. So highly recommended. Another book that I'd like to share with you is called The Shining Girls. It's recently been released. It's a bit of a genre breaker in the sense that it's... I actually don't want to say much about it at all. A little bit creepy. Has a bit of sort of the male versus female... how would I put it without saying too much? It's a bit creepy, but the story is great. It's written by a woman, so that sort of, shifts it to some extent, makes it very real, but it's, I sort of would like to re-record this bit, but it's all too bothersome. Anyway, it's called The Shining Girls, and it's by Lauren Bukes, B-E-U-K-E-S, and I enjoyed it more than I thought I would. And a little bit of science fiction and stuff in there as well that just, gives it a bit of a twist from a normal book of that type. Another book is called, and this one's a little bit unsettling, a little bit creepy to read because you can really imagine the plot of this book actually happening. And it's called The Night Guest. It's an Australian novel by Fiona McFarlane. M-C-F-A-R-L-A-N. And, it's one of those stories where you don't really quite know what's happening. You sort of have suspicions and it's all a bit... anyway, it is a good story. Maybe a little close to home for some readers. But I did, nevertheless, I think it's on Audible. I did enjoy it. And the last one for today is a book called Bel Canto. B-E-L-C-A-N-T-O. It's an older book, so you may have heard of it. It's by Anne Patchett, P-A-T-C-H-E-T-T. And it is basically a thriller, hostage-centred, and it's very much more about characters and interplay and emotions and difficult decisions than it is about aggression specifically or the action, but yes, it was an interesting read and has garnered very good reviews. That, I think, might do it for today, Audiomo number 18. In a future Audiomo, I will cover some other book genres, and you'll learn about those when we get to them. So thank you for staying through, and I will talk to you about something else on the morrow. Bye for now.